Well, welcome, everybody. Sorry about the delay. We were busy once again in here, and I apologize. But we have a special visitor this morning, which makes the delay, I think, a little bit more palatable. We're delighted that Governor Pat Quinn is here with us at the meeting. Governor, can you
yes,
turn
well,
to
I, as a member, I guess, ex officio of the Board of Trustees, I wanted to thank everyone here for your time and service. I know you get paid a lot of overtime, but these are long and very important meetings. And appointing you to the board, I always thought it was a very high responsibility as governor. And I really thank you for your service. It's important to our state and to our country, indeed our world, that the University of Illinois and its three campuses fly high. And just being down at the campus at Urbana-Champaign recently for the dedication of the electrical computer engineering building with President Easter and all many here, it was just a special day. The building, I think, is a 21st century higher education building that encourages collaboration, focuses on innovation and sustainability. I thought it was quite important that we, in all the buildings we're building across Illinois over the last 6 years, focus on energy efficiency and renewable energy and water conservation. That's what sustainability is all about. And I really feel that we have to continue that momentum in all of the university construction of U of I, as well as every other public campus in Illinois, whether it's community colleges or our other four-year universities. So I would encourage the board to constantly look on campus for ways to save energy and use renewable energy where possible, and do important things for water and conservation of water. It helps save money for the university budget, and I think that is something that all of us have to keep an eye on. I think by being as sustainable as possible, we can use as much money as possible for the education of the students who come through the university doors. And I think that is a high calling indeed. And I have always believed in the MAP scholarship program of our state. I'd like to see it double, frankly, and it would help this university and every other community college and public university in Illinois. Monetary assistance program, MAP, is vital to many, many students. We have about 140,000 students who receive a scholarship grant today. It's about $373 million or $75 million. I don't think it's enough money, because the waiting list for MAP scholarships is 150,000 students who qualify for the scholarship, but the money runs out. And I just think it's a tragic loss of investment in human minds if we don't improve that scholarship investment. We talk about infrastructure investment. I believe in that. Since I was governor, we've done the Lincoln Hall at the campus down in Champaign-Urbana. We've done the electrical computer engineering building, doing the building for veterans disability education, very important mission. Just the other day, I think we announced our program for the feedstock building of the College of Aces. That's a going away present to President Easter. Spent a lot of time there. Yeah, I thought that was important, Bob, at the ribbon cutting of one building, asked me to do another building before too long, and I did, within 2 weeks or three weeks. Right. Yeah. But I think that's really important, because agriculture and agribusiness is so important to our state. ADM was investing $1.5 million, and our state added quite a bit of money to make that feedstock building 21st century ready. So all these investments in physical infrastructure in all of our campuses, not only the U of I, but other universities across the state, they're vital. But if we don't invest in the human infrastructure, the minds of all those folks who are able to get into college, have good records in high school and ready to learn. But finance, as you know, is the number one challenge for college today. College loan debt is more than credit card debt in America. And we have to realize in Illinois that making these investments in scholarships that allow students to go to the University of Illinois, whether it's an Champaign-Urbana campus or this campus. I actually took a course here once, Chris, and I passed. It was a course in property tax administration, which is one of the more complicated subjects ever devised by man, especially in this state. But this campus here, University of Illinois at Chicago, is a Hispanic-serving institution. And I think we really want to sort of celebrate that. One out of four students today in grammar school and high school in Illinois, across our state, are Hispanic kids. And we want to make sure that they have the learning that they're entitled to with all the other children in Illinois. And I do believe in early childhood education, so all our kids get off to a good start. We need to continue to invest in that, and our universities like this one need to really pay attention early, the importance of early childhood education, and graduate folks who are ready to teach these young babies. We have, in Illinois, between birth and 5 years old, 1 million children today, 1 million between birth and five, and that's more than some states in terms of population. So we can't forget our youngest, our littlest, and we can't forget those who come out of our high schools ready to go to college. Want to make sure we give them that opportunity. The MAP scholarship program, more than half of the students are first in their family to go to college, and more than half are of color. And so if we really want to be focused on the importance of everybody in and nobody left out, this is a vital program. And I would hope all our trustees here and all the trustees across Illinois speak loudly to our General Assembly and all those in government to make sure that we do have proper investment, not only in scholarships, but in investing in higher education. As you know, I proposed a budget this year that would have done, I think, important things for higher education across our state. I really feel that was the right thing to do. I don't apologize for it. I think we need to use our revenues in Illinois in a way that makes our state a better place to live. And investing in education from birth to elementary and secondary, community colleges, and then four-year universities, and definitely the scholarships. That is the prescription for me for a decent society moving forward with good jobs and a good standard of living for all. So I did want to come today to thank everyone for your great work. Continue. I have about 2 months left of my contract, and I used to run long distance. And when you're running long distance, when you're in the last 2 months, or I guess 200 yards, you gotta really kick. So I hope you all understand that mission. I would want to personally thank Chris Kennedy, our chairman of the board here. I was at that meeting where we came together, and Chris was nominated. I voted yes. It was, you know, you have to take long to figure it out. But I just really want to thank you, Chris, for you know, leading the university. There were some tough times, as we know, and things didn't always go our way with respect to some of the admissions issues. So I really want to thank you personally for helping steer the university in a great direction to resolve that issue and move forward and make sure our heads are held high, and we owe you a permanent debt of gratitude for your leadership.
It's a great group, yeah, so thank you very much,
guys. Everybody here. And then Bob Easter, he's a great man. Started in Texas, but he had the good sense to come to Illinois. I actually went to Iraq and Afghanistan with the current governor of Texas. I was his roommate with Governor Perry. And I used to tell him, I told him, you know, that Bob Easter, our president of the university, started in Texas, went to Texas A&M, which is where he went, but he had the good sense to come to University of Illinois and stay here. So I want to thank you, Bob, for your leadership, and I know you have an important decision today. Bob's going to be a tough act to follow, I'll tell you that. You were here when we really needed you to steer the ship in a positive direction. And I also want to salute Paula Mears. I know Paul is going to be moving on after a great term here, and I enjoyed working with you. We went to Brazil on one of our trips. We went with President Easter to China, and I think it is important for this university, all three campuses, to be a global institution, and there are people all over the world that admire the University of Illinois and its students, its faculty, and everyone connected with the university. And we shouldn't forget that, and we need to show, fly the flag around the world. And when we went to Brazil, we talked about recruiting Brazilian students to come here. We had one of the faculty members of the university at Champaign-Urbana who helped teach, I think, several of the leaders of South America who are now either presidents or finance officers of their countries. So it was really something that people, where we, when we visited, were very much in debt to the university for its great scholarship, for its faculty. And then I would want to conclude, when we went to China with Bob Easter, we had a gathering of the alumni of the University of Illinois in Beijing. And we had a nice turnout, and many, many Chinese students are now alumni. We're happy about that. But we also were happy that on that at that luncheon, we had Illinois Asian Carp, that restaurant there in Beijing flew in. It actually is the best Asian carp in the world, in case you didn't know. We have good, clean water in Illinois. We have very large fish that we're trying to do something with, and our philosophy is if you can't beat them, eat them. And I did eat Asian carp in Beijing at the University of Illinois alumni gathering, and I look forward to doing it again. Okay?
Good morning, everybody. Before we get into the formal part of the meeting, I wanted to say happy birthday to Lucas. And I think we'll all join in singing you happy birthday. Ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lucas. Happy birthday to you. All right.
Thank you.
You know, after the governor described the last meal he had at the Alumni Association, I'm a little hesitant to congratulate Rick Estrada, but he needs the congratulations. He's selected to receive the inaugural 2014 Social Impact Award from the Alumni Association. And I think that's a great tribute to you. I don't envy you the meal that they're going to serve you, but it's really impressive. So thank you very much for your leadership.